nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Do you want to answer the first question? What role did Fisher play in developing the design of experiments? Don't remember? Okay.
In the beginning, he put the variables, like he said that he would take random variables of random combination of the different factors,
yes,
the levels, and then from them he could like extract the optimal point.
Right. So you're doing he essentially proposed the method of, instead of doing 120 experiments, full factorial experiment, how you do fractional factorial experiments, only a fraction. The other thing he emphasized was replication. Do experiments multiple times, and randomization, that you shouldn't do the same experiment, low doping to say one machine, high doping in another machine. Always flip them, because one machine could be contaminated or could have systematic error. So randomization, replication, fractional factorization. This is the three things that Fisher emphasized on. If you have three variables at two levels, what Taguchi array would you choose? So, Celine, do you want to answer that? First of all, tell me how many experiments you would have otherwise thought it should have?
8
experiments you would have. And but your level is 3. How many, if they are completely independent, how many experiments would you really need in that case?
3/3,
right? But you are right, A, B, and C. If you didn't have any dummy variable A, B, and C, so the Taguchi array would be 4. Because there are 4, 8, 16. So even if you have 6 variables, you cannot choose just the 6. Taguchi has a rule. So it comes in a powers of 4. You have Taguchi 4, Taguchi 2^8, 3^7. For various Taguchi rules, there is this value. So in this case, we'll choose L4. Because 4 experiments will be more than sufficient. 3 is fine. 4 experiments will be more than sufficient. How does one find correlation among variables in full factorial method? The AB,
yeah.
Right? So,
and if that is non-zero, then we will have.
So we do sum up all the AIBJ with a random sign, depending on A plus J, whatever the sign is, and then we find out whether there's correlation, right? Okay. What is the role of linear graphs in Taguchi method? First of all, did you see any linear graph anywhere in this lecture today?
I haven't seen any linear
graph. Oh, you have seen one. For sure you have seen one. Because you are not sleeping. That's called a linear graph on the right-hand side, because the variables are placed on a surface and the things are connected in a pairwise fashion. So that will be called a linear graph. In the linear graph also, if you had an interaction between A and C, that will be another connection, right?
Another correlation.
And that would be, which column would that be? That would be the new column 5.
There will be another column.
Column 5. If you had A, B, and C, then there will be another column, A, B, and C, that will be a triangle.
With the increase of correlation, there will be addition of one column.
That's right. So the linear graphs, essentially, so the linear graph tells you how big your correlation matrix has to be, right? So this is what the role of linear graph is.
But it does not look like a graph.
It is a graph. What is a graph? Graph doesn't mean graph paper. Graph means a random collection of points which are connected using some particular rule. That's a graph, like a World Wide Web. Is like a linear graph, because you can essentially connect random points without the coordinates. That's the linear graph, huh?
This is what computer scientists call as, you know, graph theory.
Exactly. This is graph theory. One application of the graph theory. If you read that, what is that book I mentioned? nets, puzzle, and postman, then you will see the connection between computer graph and graph theory is like a complex variable, a random matrix theory. It's a general idea. You can apply it to whatever, wherever you like it. All right. In what way is Fisher philosophy would change was the way experiments were done? Is there a downside to such analysis? What did Fisher say? That how should experimentalists should do things? Anyone remembers? Early on. Don't treat statisticians as somebody who is to be consulted at the end of the experiment. Do it in the beginning of the experiment. And that's what. So he said, treat the statisticians with respect. That's what he was saying. Because he was a statistician. Is there any downside? No downside? Yeah. I think statisticians, if there's no substitute for knowledge, if you don't know anything about hot carrier, the statisticians, the list they will give you will be a very big list. There's no substitute for knowledge. Knowledge, dimensional analysis, Buckingham Pi theorem, those things come first. And then, once it's done, you have to know what variables may be important. If the halo implant is sitting like a 100 microns away from the channel, you know that it's not going to do terrible things to heart carrier. So you have to sort of make a judgment. Only then, so there's no substitute for knowledge. So that's what I'm trying to do. What is a dummy variable?
It's about the correlation between the, we added to account for the correlation between different factors.
That's right. Like the AB column, like a dummy column I put in just to space out the experiments and choose a new set. Can you have third or higher order correlation if you don't have second order correlation?
Yes.
You can have. I do not know. I'm just asking. What do you think? Is it possible that, since it's the last question, I'll probably just throw up the pair correlation is zero. Do you think that it is possible to have third order correlation if the pair correlation is zero?
Possible.
Huh?
It is not possible.
It's possible. So think about when you do the sum, if you pull out the CK, I think it will, the rest of the things will probably go to zero. How will the three talk if the two don't talk? Right? If they are random. So. Maybe. Yeah, so would you try to see? I'm not 100% sure on this answer.
Yeah, but A, I, D, J, negative 1 over I plus J, you will not sum them. Still, there is a cofactor of CK that multiplied, so it will not be 0. It will not be common.
But the CK you can pull out.
Yeah.
It's a sum. CK you can pull out. And if the things in the within the bracket become 0, then the CK multiplier will not save you. Right? So that's why I have a feeling that maybe the third and fourth order cannot exist. But this is probably a few lines of algebra you can try out yourself, right? It's very simple things. Okay, thank you very much.